Good evening. It is June 8th, 2012. The time is 8:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, where I live in the southern tier of the state. And right off the bat, I want to send a thank you out to Jane Boyd. You can follow her on Twitter, at BoydJane, who she did post some audio boos today, three of them, of a presentation by Chris Bruggen, who presented up there at Social Media Camp in Victoria, British Columbia. Hashtag for that is hashtag SCamp. Very, very good content there, Jane, and I really appreciate it. I spent the last hour and a half listening to those audio boos, and I ended up retweeting them, and they are definitely worth a listen to some insights on what Mr. Bruggen had to offer concerning social media in that aspect. So thank you very much. This audio boo is concerning Wi-Fi because I got thinking about it after I gassed up earlier after work. I found that gas was a few pennies less at a gas station. Not really out of the way, but not my normal gas station I fuel up at when I get out of work on a Friday. And so I ended up heading over, and I have gassed up there before. And it was less. It was $3.59 compared to maybe 5 cents more at the other place. But I just felt compelled to go there just to change the pace. And lo and behold, I was a little discouraged because there was a truck from Texas pulling this big trailer that the lane I was in sort of blocked the two gas pumps. So I waited about 5 to 10 minutes, and I wasn't in no hurry. It's a nice afternoon. So I pulled out my iPod Touch, and I was going to play, I don't know, one of the games I have on it, or just fiddle around with it. And I came across to where I ended up turning on the Wi-Fi, just to see what Wi-Fi might have been in the area. But it's where I live at, it's predominantly rural, so I wasn't expecting much. But lo and behold, the gas station has Wi-Fi. It's not advertised, but they do have Wi-Fi, and you can go in to have a snack, a piece of pizza or whatever. They have a little bit of an eatery. And it got me thinking that I never knew this before. And I'm more apt to go back to this gas station now because they do have Wi-Fi, and I can do a real quick check of my tweets, my Google Plus timeline, or my email that I may want to check if I stop there for a morning coffee, or it may prompt me to stop there for a morning coffee and change my morning travel, which isn't all that out of the way of my normal. It's one road over or whatever, but compared to where I normally go. And it makes me think that more businesses need to promote, I think, the Wi-Fi aspect in their business as people are traveling. Because McDonald's does that. They have Wi-Fi at every McDonald's. There's a particular McDonald's I stop at when we, over the last year there, when my daughter goes to college, and they have Wi-Fi. So I find it it's a waypoint to where I can get connected, even where I don't have an iPhone. I don't have a data plan, but I know there's a Wi-Fi spot. So I found that very interesting that it will change my mode of shopping, I guess fueling up on the vehicle, because I know this particular spot has Wi-Fi. And I think more businesses need to promote that to bring in business into their shop. And if they've got the Wi-Fi, people will be more apt to go there. And I've got a couple local places, the village I live in, I sort of push that aspect. And one of the businesses, a local pizzeria, is looking at that. So a few thoughts there that Wi-Fi is a smart thing for a business to invest in. And I hope you all have a nice evening. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.